Welcome, citizens.
I'm Allie Grauer.
And I'm Drew Merzieski.
And this is Warda.
Previously, in Winds of Change. The wedding of Kilaeth and Sandir ended before it had barely begun, and it ended in blood and tears. Humans shooting unusual porcelain firearms into the crowd of Fey guests ended up being quickly wiped out by magical retaliation, though not before Sandir Chundali, hero of Amengrad, fell at the hands of Yenri Grenville, head of the Transportation Guild, and human rights activist. Our unusual heroes are now scattered. Kilaeth, filled with rage and grief, has left without a word to return to House Serene. Igli, now in the possession of one of the mysterious pistols, is scouring the Undercity for information about who made these devices and where they're coming from. Gist, responding to a peculiar summons, finds herself at the door of the mysterious House Bell. And Griff, a.k.a. the Ascendant, returns home to restock and finds that someone has broken in to speak with him. This is Winds of Change, Chapter 18.
Let's pick up this game with Griff in Griff's the secret lair of his So Griff, as you come we said last time, sitting in a chair at your desk is a young woman. She has shortcut bob blonde hair. She's wearing pants and a vest and like a disheveled tie. And like a man's coat. And she looks at you and goes, "The Ascendant, huh? Wow." Couldn't try to be a little subtle there, just
While she's talking, I wanna notice the locks and see how the hell she got in here.
Okay, make a notice.
Four.
How many locks do you think you have on this? On this door?
Like eight.
Eight locks? Okay. The first... Let me roll. Hold on here. Oh, wow. They're all picked.
Kai, you had the best roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all picked. Like, expertly and well-picked locks.
They will still work perfectly.
Oh, yes. They, you can go back and they will... You, like, test them a little bit. And they've, like, been oiled. Like...
I'm impressed.
He's like, well, so am I. And most of the city is, too.
No, I'm talking about the locks. That's really...
Oh, thank you. It's a pastime. Really.
When did you pick that up?
Oh, that's... I've been doing that a long time.
Thanks.
Pick that up.
Oh, it was a joke. Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Okay.
So, what are you doing down here?
Oh, it... You don't... And she, like, realization goes upon her face, and she goes, "You don't remember me." And she, like, swivels in the chair, and she's like, "You don't remember me."
Oh, hey.
Am I, a pixie? Come on.
That's my... That's my swivel thinking chair. Don't...
She goes, okay. About a day or so ago, you met a maid in Chundali school who wanted to talk to you.
Right.
She goes...
Ta-da! You see, it's been the last 2 days have felt like 6 months. So,
but I'm Tish.
She's like, no, I understand. It's been a busy time. becoming an ascendant.
Oh, no, it's more of an emergency vigilante.
Well, I'll have you know, Griffin Hood, the city needs your help.
Oh.
If this is what you've done.
No. I am not the hero the city needs.
Exactly.
What?
Look, you're the only one I have come across, that my group has come across, that has actually been able to stand up successfully to Faye and not be, like, trodden into mush. We need your help.
Doing what?
All right. Have you heard of the Ascenders?
Are they my sidekicks?
Well, no, we were actually a pre-existing group. Oh.
Awkward.
I was rather impressed when I told you I was from the Ascenders. Maybe that's what stuck in your brain. I don't know.
I needed to scare the Fae. Well, there's a lot of people dying. I was trying to get them to stop.
No, it's fine. You did a good job. I'm not saying you did a bad job.
I feel like I did a bad job.
No, you didn't do a bad... No, you did a very, very good job. We're a human equality group. But we're not like who you're thinking. We're not like the Maulers or the Ponts or anything like that. We do peaceful protests. That's what we do. Picket signs and rallies and public appearances and getting the word out. That's what we do.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. At least we were until they took our leader. Panky Hurst. It's been in the papers. It's been in the scripts.
Nope.
Don't even... Okay, fine. She turns over and she, like, sits down. And she's like, okay, there's a group called the Ascenders. We're a human equality group. We do peaceful protests. We don't want to hurt people. We just want things to change. They came to one of our rallies and they arrested our leader. Her name is Pinky Hurst.
All right, what do you want me to do?
I need you to break her out of prison.
Now, question. Do you want me to break her out of prison or do you want...
I need the Ascendant to break her...
Nope, no. That was a one-time thing.
Oh, no. She's like... You may think it's one time, but the hundreds of people that saw you do that will not think it's a one time.
Right, they can think that he's living in the shadows, waiting for his next big massacre to prevent.
We'll talk about it. Alright, fine, someone needs to break her out. Griffin Hood, will you do it then? If the Ascendant is not around to help out, perhaps his sidekick... Griffin Hood can.
I believe it's alter ego.
We're gonna keep you as a sidekick right now in my brain until you man up.
Bazan.
I just wanna like eye my jars really quick and make sure nothing's missing.
Roll a notice.
Zero.
Oh.
I'm gonna re-roll that.
Right. What are you using?
A resourceful mind is always prepared because I would absolutely know my own
totally.
Stores.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Also, I could invoke the weather thief.
Yeah, you totally could.
It's my home.
How dare you?
That's so violent.
Much better. Four.
Four? Okay. You notice there are two small vials. Like you like do a quick scan of the room, and two small vials are not there.
I'll do it. I have two requests.
All right, sure.
Three requests.
Oh, no, you said two.
I changed my mind.
Fine, okay.
Request number one.
Okay.
Put my vials back.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't help liars.
She reaches in her pocket and she pulls out one vial.
There are two that are missing.
Two vials. They're, like, just of rain. Like, it's nothing
That's
important.
That's fine.
But she just pulls those out, and she's like...
If we end up having a working relationship here, or I end up getting in a position where I actually need a sidekick, maybe we can talk about the vials.
Okay.
But for now, they're mine.
Okay.
Number two. You're never allowed to break into here again.
That's fine.
I'm going to change all the locks.
You can try. But I'll take your word, and you can take my word. I won't be back in here.
If I invite you, you can come back in.
I'll be knocking.
Great. And number three, no one is to know about my connections to this emergency alter ego of mine.
All right, yeah. My lips are sealed. The Ascendant is in the shadows.
Who else knows?
Oh, I was there. I saw you. So I'm probably the only one who knows. I came right here after that.
Great. All right. Well, and I'm assuming your group has access to resources.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
Good, because I often have strange requests.
All right, then.
Good. Just letting you know that now.
Okay.
All right, so what do we do?
Well, meet me... What time is it now? We said it's like evening, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's like the middle of the night. She's like, if you don't mind, tomorrow we'll go to the chapter house and we'll give you the information you need to know. We only have a limited amount of time.
How much time do we have?
Well, our sources say that in about 4 days she's going to be dead.
All right, because I'm not doing it tomorrow.
No, it's not tomorrow.
Because that's an awful small time frame for
I'm sure
human
she can spend a little bit longer in prison.
Yeah, let's make them think that they've got her.
She's been in there for like a week and a half.
Yeah, they're still on guard. I know how this works.
Been incarcerated before?
Well, I was running with some pretty low lifes for a while there.
Okay. She's like, I'll see you tomorrow morning.
What? Here?
Yeah, I'll meet you here.
All right, you'll knock, though.
I'll knock.
Good. Don't make it look like you're knocking, though. I don't want anyone to
She gets
think...
really confused. She's like, she's like, I'll try.
If you can pick my locks, you can find a way to knock unconspicuously.
All right.
Sure. I don't know. Fly casually.
She's like, fly casually. She's like, my name's Devlin. She'll like, hold her hand out. Devlin Courier.
My name is Griff. You already knew that. And it's Griff. It's not the Ascendant.
All right. Griff Ascendant. She's like, catch you tomorrow. She heads upstairs. She's probably like 17, 18 years old.
Great. I immediately lock all of the locks and then purposely break one of them so it won't unlock until it's fixed.
You have another way out, yeah, right?
As you do that, you hear a smart choice. And then she's gone.
I guess at that point, I just want to.
Do you have like a cot and stuff down here? Like is this your home?
I imagine this is also like my like what's that word? Like a fallout room.
Oh yeah. It's like your shelter. Yeah. Like a bomb shelter for you. Do you actually have like an apartment?
I think I've always just lived on the streets. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like I have always imagined it as more of an abandoned section of a building.
Okay.
Or something like that. That's just no, but there's no reason anybody would look in there.
Yeah, nice. Okay. All right. So we'll jump from there to Gist. Gist, you were led down an ornate hallway. Beautiful, like it's
my size.
Totally your size.
Really cool.
It's you actually have like a moment that's slightly like vertigo, because all of a sudden you're not going down a big hallway, you're going down a youth-sized hallway. You're led into like an atrium.
Oh, that's really funny. I think I'm big for a moment.
Yeah.
That's really funny. I like look at my hands suddenly and I'm like
the guy who lets you in, like he turns around and goes, the sensation will pass. I had it too. He's like, this way. He's wearing a very nice, like, he's wearing livery. Like, he's wearing, like, a very nice coat. And, like, he's wearing, like, tailored. Everything's made for him. Nothing's, like, hodgepodge. He leads you down the hallway into, like, an atrium. And in the atrium, it's nothing but pixies talking to each other. like, it's like three stories, and it's like, it's, imagine it like Wall Street. Like, people are calling back and forth, and it's just information back and forth. Uh-huh. And pixies are yelling at each other and saying things, and they're, like, memorizing as they, like, take the words back and forth. Sometimes you actually even see a pixie will... This is something pixies only do around each other, uh-huh. is they manifest the actual message uh-huh. in floating words.
Okay.
They manifest that and send it to them. Like, that's the only... That's something pixies only do in front of each other.
When I pass one that, like, needs, like, can you repeat that? I go, like, amateur. I'm, like, flying through. Or following this gentleman, so.
Did not hear that. But he leads you through that room. He's like, I'm sorry, we're sorry. We have to go through here. It's been a busy day. There's a lot of information that's going back and forth today. And then he leads you up, like, you guys fly up to, like, the third story and land on the balcony. You come to a very beautiful, ornate door.
Did I think that House Bell was a real place? Or was it, like, House Bell the people? Like, but did I think they actually had a house? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, pixies don't have...
We don't have houses.
You have homes, but you have places you sleep. But
right.
It's...
We have to find them.
Yeah. It's...
We don't build them.
Yeah. But this is, like, pixie built.
Yeah.
That's... But how do you feel about that? Like, that's for sure. Like, you... How did you feel? Did you feel it was just a house? Or did it was...
Oh, what do you mean?
Did you feel it was, like, there was an actual House Bell? Or it was just, like, the people that are House Bell?
I think I feel like it never even occurred to me that... they would have an actual house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not... Because it's just not what pixies have.
Exactly.
Like, I assumed that there was a beautiful tree with, mm-hmm. like, fabulous bird nests collected from all these different birds. Like, that's what I thought House Bell was. You know, like, something... That's how I pictured it. Mm-hmm. Like, just, you know, because they're so high above, maybe they have something to do with other things that are, like, way high up, like a redwood tree or something ridiculous, you know? Because mm-hmm. they're so big. But, like, never in my brain could I imagine that they would have a house.
It's the actual House Bell.
Yeah, yeah, there's an actual place that mm-hmm. is House Bell.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to add on to that briefly. As much as Gist didn't think that there would actually be a location for House Bell,
mm-hmm.
the big folk don't even know that there's a House Bell.
Yeah, they don't even know that we have a high family.
Why would they?
Right.
Right. So it's not just that, like, the existence of House Bell has been confirmed for you.
Right.
You're actually in the place where they are. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, double.
Which I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
So you come to the top.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the very top. So there's three stories, and there's a fourth story
mm-hmm.
that's just a balcony. And he leads you all the way up there, and there's this beautiful ornate door.
And then I, like, look at myself, and I sort of, like, straighten my clothing a little
bit. He's like, you look good. You look very good.
Wipe off some, like, try to straighten my hair, because it's always windblown.
He's like, wait, your wings.
Like, allow him. Okay. And then, I go.
You hear a, enter!
Oh my God.
Who's out there? Whistly, is that you?
It's me, Gist.
Oh.
Just.
And he opens the door a bit farther, and he's like, go ahead.
Sorry. Walk through. I don't fly in.
And closes the door behind it. There is a chair in this room. So it's a beautifully ornate room made of tiny things, like tiny furniture and tiny rugs, tiny bookshelves with tiny books.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I kept my curiosity trait. I want to know what everything does.
like there's tiny mirrors.
Like,
and
I want to start fiddling with, I don't know, the closest knickknack.
Do you do it?
I can't not. I want to know what it does.
Give
like,
her a
I
chip.
Want to examine
Give
it.
Give her a chip. Okay.
That's true.
Go for it.
And I think I just go like, wow! And I like forget everything. Like,
maybe
just
you've never seen a perfectly proportioned room before.
Never! I mean, it's
no, that's fine, it's fine. What do you pick up? What's the first thing you pick up?
Or the closest, shiniest thing to me.
It's an actual,
Is it like an abacus or something?
No, it's like a stereo phone. It's an actual stereo phone.
Like, oh my high god. High-end stereo phone. I spend so much time with the dial and, like, picking it up and hanging it up again and picking it up and hanging it up again.
As you're sitting there, like fiddling with it, you feel a presence, like, standing over you.
Oh, I immediately put it down and stop.
You turn around, and there is the portliest pixie you have ever seen. He's like, it's interesting, isn't it?
Hello.
I had it specially made.
It's fascinating. What does it do?
Just like the big people. Look. He comes over here and he goes, okay. So he picks it up and he goes, we press down a lever, and the lever, we talk into the thing, and wherever the lever is, the voice goes. It's like a mechanical pixie.
Scrap it. I know, right? Real.
It's a scrapping good time.
I thought they just like pretending to talk to themselves.
I know. Well, I thought so as well. It's very, very interesting. Do you want to talk to somebody?
Yes!
Yeah, okay.
I want to call Kalaith.
I don't have her lever.
Oh, I don't either.
She's hella not at home yet.
We'll call my wife.
Okay.
Is it Allie?
He goes,
call my wife.
Yes, this is Jangle, yes. Hello, Bisley, yes. Yes, I have someone who wants to talk to you. It's just, yeah, I know her, yeah. Okay.
Hello? Is it really you? Yes, it really is me. Is
well,
it really
charming.
You?
Of course it's me. Who else would it be?
Well, I don't know. Who are you?
Bisley, of course.
Oh, hello, Bisley.
That's my wife.
Oh, hello.
I'm his wife.
Hello.
That's another thing. I don't feel like pixies have wives.
No.
Really, no, I have no idea what is a wife. Hello, that must be so nice for you.
Oh, it is. It's splendid.
Oh, wow.
Did you find the place all right?
I did. It was hard to try to stay away, to be perfectly frank, with the ringing in my ears.
Oh, yes. Once we send out that summons, it's hard to resist anything.
You know, it was probably one of the strongest summonses I've ever received.
I should say, for what we pay for it.
You pay for a summons? I didn't even know that. You guys have money?
Well, who do you think bought all of these things in this room you're standing in?
I don't know. I guess I just thought you borrowed them from the
Well, now tell
people.
Me the truth. Tell me the truth. Have you ever seen so many perfectly sized things in your life?
Nope, not ever.
That's what I like to hear. Welcome to House Bell.
Thanks, Bisley.
That was the panning the camera around her as she stands and stares around the room at everything.
Enjoy your wifing.
Enjoy your wifing.
Here you go.
Thank you. Shall we call my other wife?
Sure.
Okay. Where'd it go? There it is. He's like, Popple?
Hello?
Popple, I have Gist here.
Who's this?
It's me. It's me, Jangle.
I think you have the wrong lover.
No. Popple, it's me. It's your husband.
You don't sound the same.
No, of course I sound the same. You talk to her.
Hello?
Popple?
Oh, no, I'm not Popple.
You sound different
Gist.
Again.
Oh, that's because I'm a different person. I'm Gist.
I'm very confused.
Oh, that makes two of us.
You sound much more attractive than my Popple.
Oh, gosh, well, thanks.
Has he changed as well?
Not since I've seen him.
Or I guess he would still be Popple.
Does she think that I'm Popple?
I think so.
Hey, give me the... Popple?
I think you have the wrong lever.
I have the wrong lever. You go back to eating your raisins.
Raisins?
Oh my god.
Okay now. I love you.
Put Popple back on.
She's an idiot.
She's lovely.
She's lovely.
She's drunk off my
She's definitely on some opium. That is for
There's a reason why we're separate levers.
Wait. This is what I say. She's lovely. Did she find the spark herself, or did someone bring it to her?
What spark? What?
Whatever made her so bubbly.
We give her big people juice. She loves it. She has a whole chalice full of it that she likes to swim in.
Oh my god. Big people juice.
I'm so far behind already.
The main takeaway was Popple.
Yes, that's Popple, my second wife. I used to have four or five, but they got bored.
How many wives do you have?
Well, the big people have wives.
How many do you have?
I had about nine for a while.
Seem like they're nice. And then maybe there were six. Khalif will be my wife.
And then there were seven. Yeah, you should ask whoever this Khalif person is. Yes. Wife. Yes. See, big people, they have wives. And I'd like to be like a big person, so I decided, why not have one? Why not have nine? Why not have eight? Why have one book when you can have 20?
So I fly up to the edge of the chair as he's talking, and I sit on the back of the chair, like with my wings fluttering the whole time, so I'm not really actually sitting, but like that's the closest surface that I sit on, and I listen to him.
Mm-hmm. It's like, why have that? Why not have 20 books? 100 books? Why not have 30 servants? Why even have servants at all? Why not?
Is that why you have a scullery phone, too?
Yes, I have the thingamajig. Yeah.
I like the thingamajig.
And everything. I had everything built. Isn't it lovely?
It's most lovely and impressive.
He flies over.
I've never seen anything so shiny.
He flies over, he pulls up a stool and sits down, like, so you're sitting, like, above that. And he also hovers above it. He sits there and he goes, well, I bet you're wondering why you're here.
I am wondering. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot.
That's why I'm in charge. Excitement. So.
Jangle, was it?
Yeah.
I'm just.
Jangle.
Nice to meet you. The big people shake hands, too.
I know.
They're still shaking hands for those of you who are listening.
So. Gist. The gist. Fastest pixie in Amongrad.
You've heard of me.
I have. I have indeed. We've heard lots about you. We're very impressed.
We?
Yes. Me? Bizzle? Popple? My advisors?
Oh.
Everyone's talking about you and all the good work you're doing.
They are?
Yes.
Oh.
You've done such a good job. You've learned things that nobody else has been able to learn.
It's really a problem, actually. Usually it gets me in trouble. I always am curious about stuff and I want to learn more about it.
Keep that curiosity. You're gonna go far with it.
Okay.
So we hear that you have information.
Well, sure. I mean, I know lots of things.
Oh, do tell.
Winsley!
Like the guy comes in, he's like, yes sir, yes sir. It's like, we're getting information right now. Go get me my jars. And he goes and, like, brings out a couple of jars and, like, sets them down. He, like, opens one and he goes, go ahead.
Why do you want to know everything that I know?
Because we're housebound. It's what we do. We know everything about everything that happens in this city.
You drink the big people juice.
We drink the big people juice and live the big people life.
Wow. Well,
there's not a thing that happens in this city, just that Jangle doesn't know about.
Well, what are you gonna do with what when you have the know?
Have the know? When I have the know?
Yes.
I take the know. And I take the know and I give it to them that know not.
That does seem very...
Or...
Igly would say you're a philanthropist.
Yes. I like that word. Philanthropist. You may call me Jangle Pissed... Bell. I love it. Good.
Jangle pissed.
Jangle pissed bell. Winsley, put it on my luggage. Now, sir? Yes, now. Winsley goes out and actually comes back with luggage and begins to scratch in.
Well, those jars remind me of the kind that my friend has, because his jars also hold things that don't seem like they would normally hold things.
These are brand new. These are wonderful. What we do with these is we take these, you say the words, like you know how we do. You make them real, in the light, in the air, and you put it in here, and then it's in there, and it doesn't go away, ever.
Well, I have my full name written in my notebook at home. But
whatever it is.
But I test this out, and I say, like, my full name, which humans can never pronounce.
Yeah.
So it's just washing some slips first begin.
And it goes, it loops in the air and then goes into the jar.
Four times as long as that.
And he like closes it and goes, we'll even put that just over here just so we know. Wow. That's your name. And it will be there forever.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
But I still have it, right?
Yes, you still have it, but it's there, but it's there, but it's there, but it's there.
Wow.
It's amazing.
You can make copies of nose.
Yes, I can make copies of the nose and give to the no-knots. Or my favorite, people that no-knot. The no-knots will come to me for the no, and I don't give it to them.
What if they give you something in return?
It depends on the no.
Igly would call you a businessman.
He's like, do you mean it?
Put it on the luggage.
Put it on the luggage. Definitely has to go on the luggage.
Shangalist businessman Bell. Winsley on the luggage. He's like, okay.
Yes, sir.
So.
What can I do for you, Mr. Jangalist businessman Bell?
Well, I'm a no-knot right now. And you're a no. I would like to become a no.
Can I come and visit you again and look at more of your thingamajigs and bobbikins and knickners?
That's the best part. I want you to be a part of House Bell. Just Bell.
Oh, marriage proposal. Just Bell.
Just Bell.
Of House Bell.
Of House Bell.
It has a nice ring to it.
I know, right? Doesn't have to be a wife, either. It could just be you.
Oh, no, I'll get one of those for myself.
Okay.
Good call.
I already have two. Like, it was hard having nine.
Yeah. It's kind of lonely.
They got bored and went and did other things. Yuri was one of them for a while.
You know Yuri?
Oh, yeah. Yuri was one of us.
She was a Bell?
She worked for us. Yuri was good, but she wasn't just good.
Were there seven more wives?
No. Oh, you mean because Yuri's gone now. Yeah, it's terrible business.
We had a dandelion ceremony for her.
You did? He has this little hat on, and he takes it off, and he goes, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
Put it on my luggage!
Put it
on. Rule three!
Yuri was one of us. And Yuri did a bad thing.
What did she do?
She tried to take a note to somebody that didn't know, that wasn't supposed to know.
That would be bad.
Yeah. It caught up with her. And everyone else that was with her.
Who determines who gets to know things and who doesn't?
We do. But then again, the other fae do as well.
Why?
Because they're fae. They're bigger. We're important.
I want to play with the big kids. I'll tell you everything I know.
Please do.
So I start telling him everything, starting with my life.
That's fine. You guys are there for a long time, and he, like, continues to bring jars in.
I'm deciding if there's anything I don't tell him. I'm also telling him I'm speaking pixie fast.
Yeah. You're both speaking pixie fast.
Yeah. That whole conversation.
This whole conversation took like 3 seconds.
I think I don't tell him Griff's name. I say my friend, like the mage, my big friend, the weather mage.
Okay.
Is what he is. And I don't think Kalaith, I say her name all the time because she was already in public profile. And Igly, I only ever call him Igly because you might, he might be a no to you. Mm. Instead of a no not. But I don't ever say his real name. Okay. I say my friend the Weather Mage, or like the Weather Mage says, the Big Mage says.
Kaleith, Igly, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. What other, do you download all that information? Like, everything you know about Yuri's death, everything you know about the spark, everything you know about, what happened at the Blue Wedding? Because you recorded that.
I recorded everything. I don't think we, what time, how far, I don't, do we get that far? Like, that's
it. You're there for a long time in Pixie.
Right,
in Pixie
it's
time.
Forever.
Like, it's forever for
I
you
guess
guys.
That's like the equivalent of like a year of conversations and yeah. recording them.
In 2 hours.
So I probably would get to that point then. So the most important, so I feel like I go through my whole life story up to like when
everything happened,
when this started, and I say, and here's where it gets to the good stuff, and then I start telling him about everything at the party, the first mission with Yuri, everything I knew about it. I tell him about the wardens and that I think they're doing good things, but they're very difficult to work with, and they don't understand anything shorter than 11 inches. And I also
that's not what she said.
Tell them...
it sounds like a lot, but it's fine.
And I also tell him about... I tell him about getting caught up in the whirlwind of everything with Kaleith and everything that happened at the beach house and everything about Sandir, and I talk a lot about Sandir because it was really interesting and pretty, and I just hadn't met a lot of big people that were that interesting and pretty.
As you describe Sandir, he goes, he does sound really pretty.
Yeah exactly. I know, right?
I'd love to look at his face someday.
Well, you can't.
Like, we'll reconstruct him. It's fine.
So what are you leaving out specifically?
Griff's name. I don't...
Yeah, I think it's more important to find out what you're leaving out.
Yeah, what are you leaving out?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm sorry. I know
that's
I'm
fine,
a
that's
long
fine.
Way about
it's
this.
It's okay.
I don't think I tell him about Spark beyond, like... No, I tell him. I tell him about Spark. And I use it, and it makes it go fast. And I think the... And I do tell him about the Blue Wedding. I think I tell him everything.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I wouldn't. I tell him everything, because he's offered me everything I've ever wanted. And I don't see
except
any...
for my name.
Except for your name. Because that would be an invasion of your privacy.
Just...
We have a code of ethics.
Igly and Kaleith don't have privacy. It's fine.
Yeah, fine.
They're very public about... I mean,
Igly does.
I don't think there's anything you've told me.
Oh, no. There is nothing sensitive about Igly that he told you.
No,
you don't have any leverage on
yeah,
it.
Like, yeah. And with Kaleith, all of her is out in the
open.
An open
book. Yeah.
So, I don't think...
Have you openly admitted to murdering that man?
Which one?
The one on the beach.
The one
that
you
brought.
Oh, yeah. I told
Sandir's father.
Yeah.
Sandir's
brother.
Okay.
Yeah. Sandir was cool, but he was like, oh my gosh, that was amazing.
And I think, like, when I get to the sensitive stuff, I say to him, like, before I say it, I say, like, this is a secret no. And then I say it.
He, like, marks it. Like,
yeah, like, I don't just say, like, everything is an open book.
Like, he's, like, holding, like, a cork.
But this is,
like
a...
And then when you say it's a secret no...
Oh, no, that's not what I call it. I call it a shh. This is a shh.
A shush. And he, like, puts his hand on it, and it's a hand that goes shh on it. And he, like,
yeah.
puts the lid on it.
So, like, there are some things that are shushes, which are sensitive things about our story. But I tell him everything, except for his name.
As you guys get done, he takes, after you get, he's like, he's brought in food. He's brought in tiny food. Like, tiny-sized cake.
Little cucumber sandwiches?
Yes, and little cucumber sandwiches, and cake, and tea. Like, little teacups, and everything. But at the end of it, after he's, like, eating everything, and he's like, well, that was wonderful. Thank you. So, do you want to be a part of House Bell?
Yes.
Good. He's like, I need your hand.
What does this do?
he like turns his hand over and there's a bell on his hand. He's like, that is House Bell. This will show everyone that you are House Bell. Doors will open that have never opened before. That's what I thought. He goes, where do you want it? It can go anywhere. I had mine for a while right here, and then I had it here for a while, like an eye patch, like a pirate.
Hide my ear.
Okay. And he touches your hand, and you feel warmth go into it. And you feel it run down your arm and go up right behind your ear, and you feel something blossom there, and then stay. And the one that he has on the back of his hand is the same color as his skin, just slightly darker. So, like, it's there, but it's also... It could be seen as a birthmark.
Like an invisible ink tattoo.
It's an invisible ink. It's like a white ink tattoo. Mm-hmm. And he's like, there you are. Anytime you want to change it, you touch it, think of somewhere else, and it will go there. Welcome, Gist Bell.
Thank you, Jingleist businessman.
Bell. Yeah. It's okay.
Of House Bell.
Yeah. Okay, so down to business. So, now that you're at part of House Bell, I got a job for you.
Happy to serve my house.
Good. So, Yuri, she did the bad thing. She did the thing we didn't want her to do. And she paid for it. Not that we'd made that. They made her pay for it. So we need to find out who made her pay for it.
I've been wanting to find that out for ever.
Well then.
Hours.
Hours?
Upon hours.
Dear me. Tens of hours?
At least, if not... Yes, tens of hours, if not days of hours.
He like gasps, audibly gasps, and goes, very well, here's what we'll do. I need you to figure out about House Ardeo.
Ardeo.
They're the Ifriti house.
Oh, okay. I would know that.
Jangle, that's me, Yuri. Yuri went to them with the no.
Oh.
And that's the last we heard. And then, Yuri was a knot.
Who was her summoner?
Nobody summoned her. She went on her own. She was supposed to come back and tell us the no.
That's very unlike Yuri.
I know!
I will go see what I can learn.
Good. Learn. Figure it out. I want you to figure out what happened. And then come back and give us the no.
If you need anything, just ring.
And he's like, very good. Winslet!
Yeah, you do.
Oh, what? Do you need anything? Do you want anything? We can get you more little food? Us-sized food?
Can I have a piece of that chocolate one more time?
Yeah. Do you want hot chocolate?
What's hot chocolate?
Oh, hot chocolate. He's like...
Okay. And then all of the hot chocolate happens.
You spend the next, like...
Discovering like, hot chocolate.
Like 10 minutes.
You spend the next 10 minutes. He's like, okay, so you spend the next 10 minutes.
I drink 2 more drops of hot chocolate.
He brings in drops, like tasting drops. He brings in tons. He's like, this is mint, and this is hazelnut, and this is vanilla, and this is chocolate.
Vanilla and chocolate is the best.
He's like, we mix and match them. It's a delightful.
Okay. Eventually, I say, Jangleist Businessman Bell, I don't want to be rude, but if I drink any more of this hot chocolate, I fear that I may be as...
It's okay.
Or
I drink a lot of it.
As you. And so, I will see myself out now.
Okay.
And then I, it's like a pavilion, right? We were at the top of a pavilion?
Mm-hmm. You were at the top of the bell, basically.
At the top of the bell.
Yeah.
Got it.
But, like, what is around us?
Yeah, I overheard the wrong part of the conversation.
Are we above the city? Is it a bell?
You...
Like, at a church bell?
So, okay. Yeah, actually.
When you entered, it was in a brick wall in an alleyway. So
right.
It was in a corner of a brick wall.
Right.
And you went in.
Yeah.
And it was probably... higher on the building, so it actually went into a bell.
Okay.
Like, you, it's, that entire bell tower is house bell.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. So, but we exited through the top of the bell, where we were at, like, in the top of the bell.
Yeah, you guys were at the very top.
And was there, like, it wasn't exposed?
We were still in the bell. It was, you guys were, I imagine you guys actually were outside of the bell at that point.
Or was there, like, a window?
Can
I fly out the window?
Oh, he's like, and, yeah, of course. Like, the window is like a door, basically.
Okay, great.
And you like head out that
way. So I unlatch it and I.
As you leave, he's like, he picks up the stereo phone and goes, Bizzly? Yeah, she's a bell now. Yeah. Okay, so Igly,
yes.
Last we left you, you were at the Igly Bank and Trust. Break and Loan?
Yes.
Everything.
Bank, bank. bank and something.
Bank
and everything else.
bank and everything. And I remember last time you had gotten a hold of one of the...
The broken
pistols.
Yes.
Episode 7, doing the split the party.
And, I mean, they actually have no name at this point. Like, there's...
Yeah.
They're
so the broken porcelain
weapon
cylinder.
Yeah, the broken porcelain weapon.
Yes.
And you had that, and that was, I'm gonna say that we pick up that scene just as Gist leaves, like she leaves out the door, and you are there.
Okay. I want to know. Okay, so there were several of these.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right, you got as many of them as you could.
Well, no, I got the one, but there were several.
Yes.
Guns there. I don't remember if did anybody drop any, like, were there any full one, complete ones,
or I can't remember just the if there were or not.
I think there was just the broken. Anyway,
we'll
say.
Yeah.
So yes, there were many porcelain guns. Porcelain is not cheap or easy, I would imagine. So, the fact that these were able to be made under the radar says black market to me.
Mm-hmm.
Black market manufacturing, black market acquiring of porcelain, black market what have you. So, I would like to rack my brilliant brain and figure out exactly which of my contacts... to lean on to figure out, okay, where did these come from? Who made them? Who supplied them? And what do they... And then go and find these people and figure out, okay, what do you know about this spark thing?
Roll. We'll see.
You weave
that tangled web.
So that's a 5.
A 5.
Two,
yes.
Okay.
I'm good.
You lean on as many people as you can to figure out... And you actually get a ton of different leads on it.
Okay.
Like, you're like, oh, you go through the porcelain maker, and that leads someplace. You look into, like, this metal, you look at, like, the metal, so you go through the actual bullet thing.
Right.
The projectile, you go that way.
Mm-hmm.
You go through, like, this mechanism that's in it, you go through that way. You go through arms dealers, you go through just about anyone you can think of. And they all peter out to nothing. The most you can possibly get out of anyone is that it all leads to, like, they call it the Slide. There is a place in Amenheim called the Slide, which is... the very edge. It's where Amenheim runs out. And it's an entire, it's the edge of, like, the chasm.
Right.
Right before it goes off into nothingness. And it's called the Slide because every so often it erodes away and buildings slide off of it.
Gotcha.
And like, that's the best you can possibly figure out. And so that's out there.
That's where I'm gonna go then.
And there is... I want you. Do you have a knowledge local or something like that?
I've got contacts.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a knowledge local. Why do I not have a knowledge local? I should have a knowledge.
You
local.
Totally should have a knowledge
Why
local.
Why do I not have a knowledge local?
Do Do we even have knowledge? I don't think that's actually one of the skills. I don't think it's one of the skills, actually.
Okay, well, that's why I don't have knowledge.
That's why you don't have it. All right.
So I just have
you
knowledge.
You have resources? Here's,
I do have resources.
Roll a resource.
So I am going to roll my money. See what businesses I have here. Four.
Four. Okay. You actually, you have
why
a
couple. Why did I only roll three dice?
That was weird.
Okay, so three.
Great. All right. You have a couple of interests in the slide.
Okay.
There are a few different loans you have out there. You have a business. What business is it? Like,
not insurance. it's a fertilizer.
Okay. Yes.
It's fertilizer.
Fertilizer. Okay. Mm-hmm. They actually grow mushrooms and different fungi on some of the stalactites and like the basically columns that have reached there, and they grow them on there. So you have stuff to fertilize that. You have that, and you have eight different loans out on the slide. All
right.
You have that business, and the last thing. Is that you, with the three, you know that the major building in the slide is a prison. It's called Forget Me Not. What is it called? It's called Forget Me Not.
Forget Me Not Square Detention Center.
Yeah. It's the Forget Me Not Square Detention Facility. Mm. It's actually in a stalactite. Okay. That hangs over the slide.
Gotcha.
I mean, what they do is when something slides off, they bring in a couple of the earth magic people and they like lift another section. They like drop off a section of it to bring it up here, and so it's constantly being recycled. So it's not like the whole Almanheim is going to slide away. But there's a stalactite that hangs over that chasm.
Gotcha.
And that is Forget Me Not Square. And it is the prison of prisons. It's where they put people they don't ever want to see again.
It's the Alcatraz. It's the Oubliette.
It's Azkaban.
Yeah, it is the Azkaban of this world.
Gotcha.
All of these eventually pitter out in the slide. Like so many buildings that have slidden away, all of your tendrils of figuring out information end there.
I presume there is a well-guarded rope bridge to the... Yeah.
There's actually... It's a chain that's connected to another stalactite, and there's an elevator to that one, and there's a chain that runs across it.
It's a whole intricate...
Yeah, a gondola, like a hang gondola across, back and forth. It's the only way to get to the prison is that.
Only way in and out of the prison is with a gondola. I am going to... how do I want to do this? I should start legitimately. I'm going to go up to... I'm going to go up to one of the guards at the bridge.
Okay.
And ask if I can see a list of the prisoners in Forget Me Not.
It is a the guards are two burly, very large goblins. And they're so I feel like you need a roll or
For just a you want a rapport? You want
to roll a rapport.
Okay. Ooh, that's a four.
Okay, that's a four.
Great.
So you talk to one of them, and he looks at the one looks at you and goes, "I'm sorry, you want what?"
I would like a list of the prisoners that you have currently residing in Forget Me Not Prison.
And who are you? The Dare's secretary? The other one's going. Tog, no. Tog, that's Ailey Twitchwiggler, Tog. That's means I don't care who he is. Now, I don't give out anything for anyone unless you got a written writ from the dare himself.
I see.
He's like, Tog, no.
The one who's like, I'm sorry, what is your name?
He takes off his hat and he's like, Ad, sir, my name's Ad.
Do I know Ad? So this is a personal, he knows me personally as opposed to a...
His family is one of the loans. Yeah, he's like, okay. He's the Twitch Wiggler, he doesn't know. They're goblins.
They're goblins.
He doesn't know.
It's quite all right. I generally try to keep a low profile. It's all right. I try to keep a low profile. It is good to know that not everyone is aware of me. Do I know Tog at all, or is he mostly gone under my radar?
Roll a contact. See if you know him.
Ooh, that's a 3.
Yeah, you don't know.
Okay.
He's a grunt. He's, you know.
Tog.
Oh, this is going to be cruel.
Of course I understand that this is going above and beyond your usual duties, and I would not want you to do anything that would get you in trouble, at least not without adequate compensation. I would be willing to set up, shall we say, a quid pro quo. If you do me this favor, I would be willing to do you a favor. I am sure if you ask your friend here, he will tell you that I'm always good on my promises.
Ad, the moment you say do you a favor, Ad goes, Tog looks at Ad and he goes, oh my dear. Do it! And Tog, okay, let's see what Tog does.
Oh my gosh.
He goes, No, Mr. Twitchwiggler. You make a good point. You do. And my friend Ed here, he knows something. So, I'm gonna give you to the count of 3 to get off this bridge before I toss you off into the chasm. 1.
Very well. I do hope your mother is doing well, Ag.
She's like, oh, she is, sir. She's doing very much better now. She's. We thank you. We say prayers to you every day.
Oh, I promise you that is not necessary.
It makes us feel better.
Oh, well, all right then. You do you.
He's like, 2!
I'm leaving. I'm sure we will meet again, Mr. Tag.
And you walk out.
All right.
End of episode. Thank you for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Merzieski. You can learn more about the world at welcometowarda.com. You can also support what we do by joining us on patreon.com/whimsyartifice. The players are Nathan Thompson as Igly Twitchwiggler III, Kate Booth as Gist, Bill Gordon as Griff Hood, and Mary Kate Arnold as Kalaith Serene. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at atptunes.com. Additional music was provided by Kevin McLeod, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. You can find out more at incompetech.com. Warda is a proud part of the One Shot Podcast Network. Other fine One Shot podcasts include... Campaign is an Edge of the Empire actual play show that's nominally about Star Wars, but actually is just 3 men and a baby in space. Join Kat Cool as she attempts to tell a coherent Star Wars story around some Chicago improvisers. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.